AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. Court documents have been released in the case against the eight people arrested for illegally occupying a national wildlife refuge in Oregon. The criminal complaint says the armed group had explosives and night vision goggles and was prepared to fight. A confrontation that occurred last night led to the death of a leader, Robert Lavoy Finicum. There are reports that he charged at FBI agents, but some people dispute that. The sheriff of Harney County, David Ward, says it was time for the occupation to end.
We don't arm up and rebel. We work through the appropriate channels. This can't happen anymore. This can't happen in America, and it can't happen in Harney County.
A member of the Patriot Group, the Pacific Patriot Network, says he doesn't understand how Finicum was killed.
I'm disgusted. I'm heartbroken. That was a wonderful man who has, 13 children and grandchildren that died for a ridiculous reason. I mean, a warrant. What was the warrant? Because somebody couldn't go to work?
Finicum himself had told the Associated Press earlier this month he would die before he'd go to jail. Donald Trump says he will not be at the Iowa debate tomorrow, boycotting because of the moderator, Megyn Kelly, from Fox. Instead, he says he will host a special event for veterans groups just 2 miles away. Democrats are also pressing the flesh before next week's Iowa caucuses.
Locked in a tight race here and looking to avoid a repeat of 8 years ago, Hillary Clinton is crisscrossing the state, imploring her supporters to turn out at Monday night's caucuses.
Go to the caucus Monday night, because if you stand up for me then, I will stand up and fight for you as hard as I can.
Clinton's husband, the former president, and her daughter will be among those hitting the campaign trail for her in the final hours before Iowa residents indicate their preferences for president.
That's our Jerry Boatlander. This is AP Radio News. The mayor of Flint, Michigan, says the city has hired a Virginia Tech professor to help monitor the cleanup of lead contamination in the water.
Locked in a tight race here.
Dr. Mark Edwards has been retained by the city of Flint to oversee all water testing done by the state and the federal government.
The problem began when the state switched water sources to the Flint River to help save money. Mayor Karen Weaver also says residents should not have to pay for water that they cannot use. According to aviation officials, a UN panel is recommending that cargo shipments of rechargeable lithium batteries be banned from passenger airliners. Those batteries can create fires, which could destroy an airplane. The International Civilian Aviation Organization's commission also reportedly recommends that the ban be lifted if new packaging can be developed. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.